So tat kshetram, so now Shri Krishna expands the idea of kshetra. Starting with body, now he expands it and says tat kshetram yatya yadrik cha yad vikari yatascha yat sacha yaha yat prabhavascha tat samasena meshrunu. What is that kshetra? What is its nature? What are its modifications? Yad vikari. What are the transformations of that? From where it comes? Yatascha. From where these transformations come? Sacha. Yaha yat prabhavascha. What are the effects of these modifications? Tat samasena meshrunu. That in fullness you listen from me. In between there is a second verse. I went to the third because I wanted to expound the idea of kshetra, which is explained in the first verse and the third verse. In the second verse, we have now the concept of kshetrajna, who is the knower of the field. Kshetrajnam chapi mam viddhi sarva kshetreshu bharata. Kshetra kshetrajnyoho jnanam yat tat jnanam matam mama. Who is a kshetrajna? In the first place we only said that one who observes, one who knows the body is the knower. Now Shri Krishna expounds that idea further and expands it. Mam viddhi. Who is the knower? Knower is me. The Supreme Lord Himself is the knower. The whole world, as it appears to us, is a kshetra. And the kshetrajna is the Supreme Lord. Kshetrajnam cha api mam viddhi. You realize me as a kshetrajna, one who knows a kshetra. Sarva kshetreshu bharata. He is in all the fields, whether in this body or that body or any body. Everywhere there is one knower, and that is myself, the Supreme Lord. Kshetra kshetrajyoho jnanam yatta jnanam matam mama. The true knowledge is nothing but the knowledge of kshetra kshetrajya. When you know the field and the knower of the field, when both are known, then that is the true knowledge. Merely knowing the field is never the knowledge of the field, unless you know the kshetrajna. The more you know yourself, the more you know the field. The key is in the kshetrajna. If you don't know the eyes, you cannot even know the world. The eyes are the key to the knowledge of the world. The more your eyes are luminous, the greater is the luminosity of the world. Eyes are the knowers. So the more you know the knower, the more you know the kshetra, the world. You will see here the psychology of knowledge and the epistemology of knowledge. What is it that is can be called knowledge? How do you know that knowledge is knowledge? Why should you call something to be knowledge and something not to be knowledge? What is the characteristic of it? You will see that this question was never raised in all these 12 chapters. It is as if at a very subtle level you are taken up into the profoundest levels. The root question of all knowledge is raised and answered. So he says, what is the definition of knowledge? Kshetra kshetrajyoho jnanam. The knowledge both of the field and the knower of the field, when both are combined together, the knowledge of this harmony between the kshetra and the kshetrajna, then you can say this is knowledge. If you know only kshetrajna, it is not knowledge. If you only know the kshetra, it is not knowledge. It's when the two are united together and you know both of them, then that is knowledge. So now comes the exposition of the kshetra. And it is that which is now described in the chapter, verse number 4. Four onwards. Rishibhi bahudha gitam chando bhi vividaihi pritak. Brahma sutra padaihi chayeva hetumat vivar vinishchattaihi. Rishibhi bahudha. There are many rishis who have described this kshetra. Chando bhi, in many verses of inspired scripture, in the Vedas and the Upanishads, vividaihi gitam, in many forms it has been described. Then when you come to Brahma Sutra, if you look at the terms of Brahma Sutra, then in detail, in a philosophical manner, hetumad, in a philosophical exposition, you will find about this kshetra in detail. That is by the Vedas, Upanishads and Brahma Sutra. If you refer to these three, you will get a detailed knowledge of this field. But Sri Krishna now describes all that knowledge in a few words, like a summary of all that. What is that field? Mahabhutani ahamkaraha buddhihi avyaktam evacha indriyani dashekam cha pancha cha indriya gocharaha. Icha dvesha sukham dukham sanghatashchetana dhritihi etat kshetram samasena savikaram udahritam. Etat kshetra, this is the field. This is the sixth verse. Etat kshetram. This is the field. Samasane, samasena, in this totality. Savikaram, with all its modifications. Udaharitam, illustrated, expounded. It is that field which in its totality explained with all its modifications.